The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, Merry Christmas. Welcome to Build Your Tribe, depending on when you're listening to this. This is the episode coming out the week of Christmas, and I wanted to give you a little gift. I'd like to share with you a snippet of some of the top information Brock and I only to this point have shared with our members, the members of the Insta Club Hub. But I know you need to know some of this stuff too. A lot has changed on stories, and we want to share with you some tips and strategies to help you get ahead and stay ahead when it comes to Instagram and you're building your business. Now, if you're serious about this stuff, I think it goes without saying that you should probably become a member. Oh, come to think of it, I should be more urgent with this message because we are taking the price up in 2021. So only those who joined before 2021 will be grandfathered in at our super duper crazy, ridiculously low price, which is $27. I mean, that's silly. $27, less than a dollar a day. That's silly. Just plain silly. And you would be silly not to take advantage of it because, as I said, we're going to go take the price up in the first part of 2021. So jump in while you can. Well, I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can quickly and easily find everything you need to know about this membership. But in the meantime, I want to make sure you know what you need to know about using Instagram stories to grow your business. And here you go.
But you want to introduce what we're talking about today?
I would love to. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to have everybody here. Tonight, we're talking about, or today, Instagram stories. And we're going to get really super tactical. We've done some really cool share best practices. Got so many cool things. Literally talking about what you should do on the daily. And we're going to share best practices. Although, when we say best practices, it's not to say that you need to do this every single day, but like if it were an ideal day, this is what it might look like. And of course, there's always going to be exceptions, as with everything that we teach. We're also going to talk about some of the new changes on Instagram that we want you to be aware of, because let's face it, stories came out a while ago. So some of these things, maybe you already know, things change on Instagram friggin' daily. That's why tactics that we taught last week will this week be modified.
And then, of course, as always, bonus points. You can follow us on Instagram at Chalene Johnson. I'm at Brock11 Johnson. And a lot of you have now discovered our Instagram account that we've been running called the Insta Club Hub. We just created an Instagram account. This is a great account if there's like new news that comes out on a day or to just get quick little updates. So the Insta Club Hub is a great follow for you.
In fact, I would recommend that people turn on their notifications, which is, it's a new feature, new Instagram feature up in the upper right-hand corner there. Turn those notifications on because oftentimes we find out about changes on Instagram and we can alert you immediately versus, you know, waiting a couple of days for us to go live. And I think that's a real advantage of following this account, making sure you check in daily, because this account is a perfect example of a value-based niched account that is exclusively devoted to people who are trying to grow their brand on Instagram and all the changes and how to do that on Instagram. So
absolutely. The primary objective of IG stories is to build better relationships with your followers. So let us just say right here before we go any further that we are only talking about Instagram stories. We're not talking about the Instagram feed. We're not talking about Reels or anything like that. And Instagram stories are how you go deeper with your followers, right? They're not how you get new followers. I mean, I checked my insights this morning. The most followers I've ever gotten from a single Instagram story, two followers. You don't get followers from posting on Instagram stories. That's not how you grow your following. That's how you go deeper and build these better relationships. But then why is that valuable? Well, of course, that's valuable, growing these relationships and building these connections, because that's how you grow your sales. That's how you make more sales and conversions. That's how you actually get customers from Instagram. It's great that you have a million followers, but if those followers don't feel like they have a relationship with you, they're not going to buy. So that is really what we're talking about and what we're focused on, the primary objective of stories?
The most important thing that we can do is kind of teach you the concepts and basic rules. The other thing I wanted to mention, Brock, is the other objective of Instagram stories, besides just building your relationship, is that you're building a relationship with the Instagram algorithm. Instagram stories provides data points that tells machine learning that this person is watching this person's content. That tells Instagram where to put your content. Like, so many of you follow 200 or more people. What is it that makes my story show up ahead of someone else's or your story show up ahead of someone else's? The Instagram algorithm, that machine learning is taking a look at what your people who are watching your stories, what they're doing and how often and what type of engagement. And that machine learning, all of those data points are sent to Instagram. If you know those data points, it's going to put your content ahead of everybody else's. Huge.
Absolutely huge. So how much should you story? That's the first question we're going to answer. How much should you story? Like, should you share 5 times a day, 3 times a day, 15 times? Our answer is that you should share frequently. That's the first thing, that you need to share frequently. And specifically what we'll say is, because everyone wants a minimum, everyone wants like, what's my baseline? What's my number, my goal? At least 5 times a day, at least 5 times a day, but probably more. So when we say 5 times a day, if you try to post 5 times as soon as this live training ends, that's overwhelming. Trying to post 5 stories in a day for most people at one time can be overwhelming. But if you space it out, that's really only posting every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Posting one little tiny clip every 2 hours is really not that long. Mm-hmm. The longest an Instagram story clip can be is 15 seconds. So at most, it's like a minute and a half. Out of your day, a minute and a half out of your day. It's very doable to post 5 times a day, but you have to be consistent with posting every 2 hours as a minimum. And that's really what it boils down to, is that frequency is more important than volume. The number of times you're posting and how frequently you're posting throughout the day is way more important than how many you're actually posting in the day.
In fact, if you post in a batch, like let's say you're like, oh, I've got like these, I'm going to post 20 stories. I'm going to post them all at 8 a.m. It's really only as if you've posted once. Because it's when you create a new story, that's when it triggers the algorithm that there is something new there and it moves you up a little bit further. And then the longer people watch, it moves us up a little bit further. And then if people engage by tapping stickers, by DMing you, by tapping back, all of these things increase your likelihood of having your content seen earlier.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine this. Imagine you work a 9 to 5. So you post a bunch of stories at 8 a.m., but someone else, one of your friends who also works a 9 to 5, they don't watch their stories until 5:30 p.m. when they get home. Well, that means that there's been all that time where you haven't posted. There is no chance they're ever going to see your stories because millions of other people have posted on Instagram since then. They're just not going to see yours. But if you posted once at 9 a.m. and then at 10, and then you posted at noon, and then you posted at 1 and 3 and 5, every single time you post, your stories are moved back to the front of the queue, which means you're more likely to get views and you're just more likely to increase your watch rate overall. I can give you 2 examples of this that's like real hard data. On December 23rd, I posted 20 stories. I saw some people saying like, how many is too many? Of course, if you're posting like 30, 40, 50 stories in a day, some people might get overwhelmed. But for the most part, if you're hearing us right now, you're probably not in jeopardy of like overdoing it on stories. But here's my example. November 23rd, I shared 20 stories. I got 10,000 views on my stories that day. Yesterday, I only shared 5 stories and I only had 2,000 views. So I had 8,000 less views. And that was because I posted way less stories. On November 23rd, every hour I was like posting a story. So my views kept going up. Yesterday, I posted a couple in the morning and then nothing for the rest of the day. So I didn't have very many views. You want another example? And I understand like, sure, maybe Brock, you have a lot of followers. So that makes sense for you. What about my dog's Instagram account? She has like 200 followers. The other day, posted 17 stories. She had 200 views. Almost every one of her followers watched her story. The other day, a couple of days after that, posted 4 times on her story and it only had about 50 views. So a fourth of the views. That's just to tell you, whether your account is big or small, the more you post on your stories, the more likely you are to get more views.
Again, just to repeat, it's not how many stories you post. It's how often you post. It's how often.
Okay, so now let's talk about engagement and how to boost engagement. The first thing that you need to be doing is using these interactive stickers daily. You need to use the interactive stickers. Instagram is always adding new ones. So there's like the poll sticker, there's the countdown, there's this little slider bar. You could do quizzes. Some people have the option to do this quiz as like a survey. You can do an anonymous question sticker. There's so many stickers. Instagram keeps giving us more stickers because it's just more ways to interact with stories.
And you definitely want to use a variety. So one thing that, just like your feed, when we see the same thing over and over and over again, it loses our interest. So if you are just a talking head, which we call DTC, direct to camera, if it's just DTC, that's boring. Breaking it up means we need to see variety. Your followers need to see variety. They need to see you direct to camera. They need to see other points of view. They need to see the camera pointing at what you're seeing. It needs to be a text card. The more variety, the better.
The more variety you have, the more likely your followers are to stay engaged. And then the third tip for boosting the engagement on your stories is just make it fun and make it interactive. Like, not every one of these stickers has to be related to business. Not every one of these polls and not every story you create should be something to move the bottom line and engage with your followers and teach them about your niche. Sometimes you just need to be fun and interactive and like let your personality shine through, like really be yourself on your story.
I want to mention something, Brock, and this is really important. I want everyone to take note of this. How many of you struggle to write emails to your audience, or you struggle with sales page, or you struggle with using the right words in your captions? You struggle any of these things, right? How many of you struggle with what it is your audience wants and how much they'll pay for it? Anyone struggle with that? I struggled with that too. And so did many of the companies that I worked with. A great example of this is Beachbody. So when I produced my very first infomercial with Beachbody, it was called Turbo Jam. And when we put together this $1 million production for that very first infomercial, it's 2004, 2005, that infomercial comes out. We don't have Instagram. We just are starting to, I think MySpace was popular. YouTube wasn't even like really a thing yet. We had no way of knowing what the customers liked and didn't like. We didn't know what names they liked. We didn't know anything. So we spent, I can't even tell you how much money, to a large consulting firm to bring a group of 15 individuals into a room to watch the 30-minute infomercial and tell us who they liked, which testimonials they liked, which testimonials they didn't like. And they sat with a little dial and they would turn it up and turn it down. If they liked a part, they turned it up. If they didn't like a part, they turned it down. We spent a fortune for that. Why? Because what your customers think and what they like is often very different from what you think they like and want. But now you don't have to spend a fortune. You just have to ask. If you follow me on Instagram, you notice I do this all the time. I'll say, what's more important to you? And a lot of times, I'm just going to be transparent and tell you, I'm asking the same question. I just want to see what words they respond to. So I might say, what's more important to you? Learning how to build an email list or growing your following and your business off of social media? It's the same thing. So now once I know, even I've asked them, these are the same things, but if they respond to one over the other, I know that's the language I need to use to get their attention. Use your stories to figure out what language your customer uses. When I post questions to my Instagram stories and I'll say, what are you struggling with today? I'm not just wanting to know the topic or the issue. I want to know what words is she using? Is she saying pain? Is she saying sadness, depression, frustration? Like, what is the word she's using? And I screenshot those and I use them in my sales copy and I use them in my scripts and I use them in my own language that I mirror back to her or him in my stories.
We did this ourselves the other day on the Insta Club Hub stories. We asked, what would you find most valuable? Help with picking your niche or getting like an Instagram review or getting your own custom list of hashtags or having us like, we did this on our Instagram stories. We do it all the time. And that's literally just to figure out what our audience would find most valuable. So what should you actually be posting on stories? Of course, that's kind of like what we're starting to kind of get at is now, what should you be posting? First of all, what we like to say is documentation over the forced creation. You should be trying to document rather than forcing yourself to make something super creative and pretty and aesthetically pleasing.
Stories is, just for the record, y'all, it is so much easier for you to create content on your stories versus your feed. So can we have everyone take a collective deep breath in? Everybody. It doesn't have to be as niched. It don't have to be perfect. It just really needs to still be valuable and interesting. But you've got so much more flexibility in your stories. So much more flexibility. So don't worry about, like, you know, on our feed, we have to create valuable content, shareable content. But in your stories, it just still interesting still works.
Stories are where your most engaged followers go. It's where the people who want to know you a little bit deeper go. It's where the people who are already like, okay, I follow this person. I like the stuff I see in their feed. I really enjoy the way they're serving me, but I want to now get connected on a little bit more personal level. So behind the scenes is an example. We also say show and tell, you know, do both. You're showing people what you're doing and you're telling people a little bit of what you do also. Be yourself, which sounds big and scary and like, just be yourself. Oftentimes that's like terrible dating advice, right? Like be yourself. But really what we mean by be yourself is just like, if you record a story, if you have ever recorded a story and you're like, ooh, that feels like tacky and salesy and spammy. I feel like I'm just like talking like a YouTuber would right now and it's not you. Well, then you know yourself. That's not you. Don't share that. Share the things on your stories that you know feel like you, that are in your own words. Like you're talking, like we said earlier, like you're talking to your best friends. They should be way more like you're FaceTiming your girlfriend than it is you're creating a QVC advertisement.
And Brock and I, we spend a lot of time dissecting other people's Instagram stories. We do this all the time. And it's kind of funny. He'll say, did you see so-and-so's stories? I'm like, it is so obvious that they're about to sell. Mm-hmm. Because it starts to feel like really phony.
Yeah.
You can just tell like they're about to sell you. You know what I mean? And it's hard to connect with that. And I guarantee no one's ever going to tell the truth, but I guarantee these people, they're not converting the way they would if they just talk to people.
Yeah.
You know, the people who are on your stories are your deepest customers. They are the people who are like, I want more. I want to know who you are and what you're about. They're trying to figure out if they know, like, and trust you. Mm-hmm. So it needs to feel much more natural. And the value is still key, though. You know, we said you've got lots of leeway, but you can experiment. But the bottom line is this, the only way you're going to know what's working is if you're looking at your story insights. If you're not looking at your story insights, you don't know when people are exiting. You can't tell like, wow, my story views are way down today, or I did a swipe up and I had 8 people swipe up. Well, would you like the link? Yes or no? I had 30 people say yes. So that is performing better for me. Like, listen, you're in business. You have to know your insights. You have to look at your insights.
People get bored. It's just your face all day long. People get bored. If all you're doing is showing, we feel a little bit lost. We're like, wait, who even is this? I want to connect with the person. So show and tell on your stories. So you should be showing and telling.
We need conversations. Conversations convert. What most of you are doing when you're sharing your products is you're telling us the name of it. Mm-hmm. You're telling us where to buy it. You're telling us how to use it. You're telling us the product line. You're giving us all the information. You know what I can do? I can go to Google and I can just buy it. I can buy a fake of it on Amazon. I can buy it from one of your competitors. The whole point of stories is getting to know someone. And if we're not having conversations, we're having a monologue. You don't get to know someone who's doing all the talking. You've got to have conversations. And the way to create conversations is to create your content in such a way that people ask questions. Mm-hmm. Provide less information. The important information, like why you love it, the transformation that it's created. Show us what you do every day with it. But you don't have to tell us every single day that we can buy it from you. And people respond much more to a soft sell, because we don't want to be sold. We love that certain influencers respect us enough to say, just let me watch and decide for myself. I'll ask you questions if I have questions. Nobody likes to be sold. But every single day, listen, every day in stories, I know you guys have been waiting for this. You can show us how you use your product. Don't just tell us every day to buy it from you. And don't overkill it. But like yesterday, I did a little clip on how my ADD brain works. I went right past my supplements that I take. And I said, I forgot to take my supplements. I didn't tell you who makes them. I didn't tell you where to buy them. I didn't tell you why to take them. But it's subliminal. And if you're watching me every day and you're like, oh, there's those supplements again, there's those vitamins, then eventually people are going to ask. But what most of you are doing is shoving it down our throats. And you're shoving it down our throats. And none of us want to be told what to do. None of us want to be told we have to buy anything. None of us want to be sold. So be chill. Boo, be chill. Stories is where we get to know, like, who are you really? Not this fake, phony, you know, like, have you guys ever watched someone's stories and thought, wow, I would have never known that was that person's personality from looking at their feed. Have you ever done that? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, well, first of all, oh, I didn't know they had a mouth like that. Or like, wow, they use a lot of filters because in this story, they do not look like they do in their feed. You know, they're just certain things where you're like, okay. But then some people, you like them a lot better. Like, you're like, ah, oh, so much more relatable. You are so much more, I like you so much more in your stories. That should be your goal. Mm-hmm. Your goal should be for people to like really know who you are in your stories. Many of you, when you have a new feed post, right? You've posted something to your feed and you want to promote it to your stories. You're doing it the wrong way. You're just sharing it. And you're not giving us any context. I'm in stories. I don't want to go look at your feed. I'm over here. It's like you're saying to someone, I know you're at Target, but come over here to Walmart. Like, no, I'm at Target right now. And I'm about to go past the dollar bin. So I don't feel like leaving. Right? People don't want to leave the stories. So you literally have to sell. You have to sell that feed post if you want people to go and see it. And you do. We aren't buying from people that we don't like. Mm-hmm. And we're going to like you if we know you better.
Yep, 100%. So here is of things you can actually share on your stories every single day. So these are examples. These are ideas of things that you can literally share on a daily basis. These are ideas. Go ahead and use these. First one, a valuable resource like a book you're reading or a book you've read or an audiobook or a devotional or a podcast. Maybe there's a sale item, like maybe there's a gadget you love all the time. I'm sharing like my podcast mic or my ring light or my whatever, my gummies that I try, my CBD gummies, a recipe, a healthy tip, any topic. It doesn't necessarily need to be related to your niche. Any valuable resource or tip or topic that you can share on a daily basis. The next idea is a question or a poll every single day. We already said to use the stickers every single day. You should at least use one of those engagement stickers for a question or a poll every single day.
And the reason why is because that, again, this is a relationship. And if you're not asking them any questions, then you're not going to learn anything about them. And number two is because the algorithm. Mm-hmm. When your viewers actually touch and do something with your stories, it tells Instagram, it tells that machine learning that there's a deeper connection here. And that data point moves your content ahead. If you're just posting stories that people consume, but they're not interacting with it by tapping, typing in responses, actually voting in the polls, your data points aren't going to push you to the front of the line. So you've got to use these daily.
Have you ever seen the stories, Shalene, my mom and I, we both do it all the time, where there's like a ton of text. There's like one of those text posts on stories and there's a ton of text and you have to like hold your finger down to pause the story. And then you're like reading through it and you're holding it down. You're looking at it. That's intentional because while you're not voting in a poll or responding or answering a question, Instagram is noticing that, hey, this person, they put their finger down on the story and they're watching it and they're reading it and they're actually taking more time to view this story. That is intentional. That's with a purpose. So that's not every single day. That's not every single story is like paragraphs and paragraphs. But sometimes we're going to share those stories where there's might be too much text for what you would normally see on the story. That's intentional so that you actually hold your finger down and read those. Another idea of something you can share daily is behind the scenes of daily things. Again, it doesn't necessarily have to be like on brand or on niche. It can be your morning routine or prepping for meals, healthy habits, things like that. I share my morning devotionals. That has nothing to do with Instagram marketing, but those are things that I share daily.
So what we're sharing with you right now is like the five things that you should be doing every day in stories on a good day. Like, yeah. Do we do this every single day? No. But if you wanted to have like the perfect formula, if you're going to go and post your stories five times, right, within a 10-hour period, if you're doing it like, and that doesn't have to be exactly every 2 hours, geez, if you did it every hour, takes 15 seconds, you're going to move your content to the front. Watch what happens to your story views. But if you need a template of like five things and you're like, I just need to know like what type of things, Here you go. This is some examples. One of them is a suggestion or a tip that is very niche specific. And this is important because remember, your followers, as you niche down, are also tuning into your stories to see if you know your stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're there for niche. Mm-hmm. So you do want to include some of that.
And of course, it doesn't have to be always things that you create. It can be shared posts from someone who might be a competitor or a podcast you listen to. Sometimes it can be a DTC, a direct to camera, you speaking, but it can also be other shared resources related to your niche. And then finally, two more quick ones. Why should they check out your latest feed post? It was leading up, creating curiosity to check out your feed post. And then also, like I did today, you can add more details. So today I did a feed post that was relating to, you know, niching down and creating a mission statement. And then I went on my stories and added more additional details. So then people have a reason to watch the stories. And there's like kind of a tie-in between the feed and the stories. So that's what you should be posting daily. Some ideas of things that you could share every single day.
For those of you who have those days where you're like, I ain't got nothing. But you also had like a really good series, maybe a month ago or a week ago. Get back into your archives, find that, download it to your phone and upload it. People don't know when you created that video. Maybe on that day you actually took a shower and put your lashes on. Not everyone saw your content that day. Post it again, boo. Why not? I do it all the time. I bet you didn't know that. I do it all the time.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone.
Love you. Mean it. Bye. Well, thank you so much for listening to this edition. Yes, we go live a minimum of twice a month inside the Insta Club Hub. We go live when, I mean, there are so many radical, crazy changes that happen on Instagram like all the time, but not every single one of them do you need to pay attention to. Like some of them are just, you know, whatever. Like right now, everybody's freaking out about the user's terms and December 20th, what's going to happen on December 20th? And we've talked about that inside Insta Club Hub. There's so many things that we just kind of quiet people's nerves, tell them what they do need to focus on, what they don't need to focus on, and more importantly, how to take advantage of so many of the strategies that we research and do case studies on and then share with you the results. Like people are getting insane results. You guys, just this month alone, I went up 17,000 followers. I mean, forget about me. We have members who've had reels this month hit 4 million people. And the one gal only had 1,700 people following her and then reached 4 million people with her reel. So the techniques and the strategies that we are teaching you are super duper effective, especially if you have under 10,000 followers. Right now, Instagram really favors the smaller accounts. Like the bigger accounts, like my account is for a long time was really hard to get it to grow because I've been on for so long and I had to do a lot of research and figure out like, what can I do? And I'm not talking about black hat stuff or anything that's shady or spammy. Not even using third-party applications. Like I'm talking about legitimate ways to grow your account with real followers because only real followers become real customers. So if you would like to know more, please take advantage now before the price goes up. Go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. Just scroll over our show notes, click on the link, and take advantage of that crazy low price. You will be grandfathered in at that price when we take the cost of enrolling up significantly in 2021. Hey, that's all for now. I hope you have a wonderful Merry Christmas. I hope you get to spend time with your friends and family safely, social distancing in place. And if nothing else, I hope you get to chat with them on the phone or do a Zoom and you know that you are loved. You are loved. You are important. You matter. And I appreciate you. Brock appreciates you too.